Before I end this moment, I'm just going to get this out of the way. The great solar flare of 1859, 150 years ago, the greatest solar flare ever to hit the Earth took place, knocking out telegraph lines. It happened at 11:18 a.m. on the cloudless morning of Thursday, September 1st, 1859. When 33-year-old Richard Carrington, widely acknowledged to be one of England's foremost solar astronomers, sketched some wild magnetic activity on the surface of the sun. That's his sketch to the right there. Just before dawn the next day, skies all over planet Earth erupted in red, green, and purple auroras, so brilliant that newspapers could be read as easily as they were in daylight. Telegraph systems worldwide went haywire as spark discharges shocked the operators and set the telegraph paper on fire. Even when telegraphers disconnected the batteries powering the lines, aurora-induced electric currents in the wires still allowed messages to be transmitted. The explosion produced not only a surge of visible light, but also a mammoth cloud of charged particles and detached magnetic loops, a coronal mass ejection, or CME, and hurled that cloud directly toward planet Earth. The next morning when the CME arrived, it crashed into the Earth's magnetic field, causing the global bubble of magnetism that surrounds our planet to shake and quiver. Researchers call this a geomagnetic storm, and rapidly moving fields induced enormous electric currents that surged through telegraph lines and disrupted communications. At the Rocky Mountains, the auroras were so bright, the glow awoke gold miners who began preparing breakfast because they thought it was morning. And finally, some severe solar geomagnetic storms have occurred in 1921, 1960, more recently in 2001 and 2003. The reason why I brought this to your attention is because the sun has been at an extraordinary low period of sunspots. We're waiting for solar cycle 24 to begin. There are 11-year cycles. And whenever you have low sunspot activity, the sun is actually dimmer, and it actually affects the growth of crops.